My friends, the Lord be with you.
And also with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, good afternoon. For those of you who are unfamiliar with it, that stuff outside is called sunlight. We haven't seen it in a very, very long time. I hope it makes a long visit with us for a while. There are many things, many people, that we tend to take for granted in our lives. Too often, we take our spouses, our children, our friends for granted. And it's not until we're separated from them that we come to realize their importance in our lives. In our gospel today, Jesus speaks to us about two common things that are very important to our existence. And we tend to take them for granted too. Jesus speaks to us today about light and salt. Light and salt. They're so important. They're important elements in our lives. And yet we're really not cognizant of them until we are suddenly deprived of them. Light. We take light for granted. We take it for granted until there's a blackout or until there's a disruption in service. We have no idea of our dependency on light until it's dark. And then all of a sudden, we are lost. We can all remember the frustration of being without light and power. You can remember after that particular storm, and then the feeling of relief that comes when the light is finally restored. We also take salt, common salt, sodium chloride for granted. If you've ever been on a salt-free or a salt-restricted diet, you know how prevalent salt is in our food. Just spend a few moments at any grocery store and walk down the aisles, especially the soup aisles, and pick up the cans of soup and look at the ingredients. And you'll really be surprised at the amount of salt that you find in so many prepared foods. It's really an eye-opener. Most recipes, even those for sweets, such as cookies and candies, call for a small amount of salt. And if the salt, for some reason or other, is left out of the recipe, the resulting product often tastes kind of flat. It tastes kind of stale. Salt, although it can sometimes be polluted or contaminated, it never really loses its saltiness.